Proclamation number 5457, dated the August 8, 1952. Wave of awakenings during the last days. A large wave of spiritual awakenings is moving across the earth, for the end is near, and during the last days many souls shall still be one for the spiritual kingdom. The love of God is infinite and helps wherever people are without strength because they live without love. God's outpouring of grace flows constantly to people, and where a heart merely opens to receive this flow of grace, God's strength becomes evident and the human being testifies to Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. For that reason God's word is proclaimed everywhere. But it can only take effect on people if it is preached by someone filled by the Spirit of God, who will give life to the words and therefore also affect the listeners. And during the last days such preachers filled by the Spirit of God will arise ever more, and thus they will have been awakened. The Lord of heaven and earth reveals himself in every way. He speaks through the mouths of many people. Yet only if a spiritual awakening has preceded. But then the spirit within the person will impel him to be eagerly active on behalf of God and his kingdom. But God's adversary also works to the same extent, and his endeavor is the same, to let people speak on his behalf so that darkness will be spread and that God shall lose his power. The human race lives in confused thinking. It no longer has the gift of discernment. It accepts and rejects entirely arbitrarily, for it is incapable of recognizing truth as truth and error as error. And this inability is used by God's opponent by trying to intersperse the truth with errors. Where divine revelations are conveyed to earth, where the Spirit of God can work in a person, that is where the pure truth exists. And this will also be protected by the one who wants to reveal himself through it. The adversary can only exert his influence where the desire for truth is not predominant, where therefore God, the eternal truth himself, does not assume first place, or where still earthbound thoughts emerge, so that the Spirit of God has no unrestricted reign in the person. Then it recedes and the hostile power gains influence over a person's thoughts, although he believes himself to be instructed by the Spirit of God. In that case, however, one cannot speak of a spiritual awakening either. The will might have been present, yet he failed to do what is necessary in order to give life to the spirit within himself. Many people want to hear God speaking, and God is also lovingly inclined towards those who desire to hear his word. Yet whether they will be able to hear his voice depends on the shape of the soul, which is the spiritual ear for God's voice. But the will to hear God's word can also inspire the intellect to form divine words, which is not to be condemned since the human will does not think anything anti-divine. Nevertheless, it is not God's word which is delivered by the human intellect. On the other hand, however, a person can deeply desire God's word and, filled by this desire, hear him without being aware that it is God himself who speaks through him. In that case, he is unconsciously of service to the Lord as someone who is spiritually awakened, and he speaks the truth, because his desire for it is, at the same time, also a desire for God, which he always grants. The awakenings during the last days before the end will particularly emerge where the proclamation of the gospel is felt as an inner need. That is where the spirit in the person is already working, and then it will clearly express itself insofar as that an unusual talent will come to light. Yet only during his service for God and his kingdom. Then a person without any special oratory gift will be able to make good speeches. A person without any special previous knowledge will be able to offer informative clarifications. You will have fluent answers to questions about spiritual things. The Spirit of God will visibly take effect. The person will belong to those who are awakened, who vividly stand up for the Word of God because they will be inwardly impelled by the Spirit which continually strives towards the Father Spirit, which always reveals the divine will to the person and urges him to implement it. This kind of awakening will particularly emerge in congregations where the desire to hear God's word predominates, and where God therefore speaks to the congregation through a person. And the congregation will listen to this person, because the working of God in him will be obvious. But he will speak in his own words. Nothing abnormal will come to light, even though he will show talents which he otherwise does not possess. Yet he will not speak in a psychic state, he will not speak automatically, hence he will not be forced to speak such that his mouth forms words uninfluenced by his intellect. Such proclaiming can also take place, but it is not to be regarded as an awakening of the Spirit. It is more likely the taking possession of the human will by a being which wants to express itself. In the right kind of awakening, the Spirit illuminates the human being's intellect at the same time. It corrects his thinking, thereby enabling the person to speak spiritedly to his listeners, not like an automaton, which brings forth one word after another and betrays a strange power speaking through him. If this power is evil, it can cause tremendous damage. If it is good, the spiritual results can also be good, yet they must never be judged to be the same as the working of God's Spirit in a person, which is such a bright illumination of divine strength of love that it is recognizable through increased knowledge and great diligence for God and His kingdom. Hence this applies to the proclamation of the divine gospel in the congregation, which needs to be paid special attention to during the time of the end. But the Spirit of God can also express itself in solitude. It can educate an individual person and impart knowledge to him for a purpose. Then the Spirit of God within a person has equally been awakened through the person himself. And this kind of awakening is also associated with a mission. The knowledge which is subsequently received by the person shall be passed on, for the gospel shall be spread in all purity with divine support. God himself takes care of people who receive the gospel in a spoilt form and who therefore no longer have the right kind of faith. He will, however, give it back to them by imparting the pure truth to them. To these spiritually enlightened people is God speaking directly. They hear his speech within themselves like clear mental words. They receive impressive instructions with the purpose of passing them on to people. Thus God speaks through these people, yet again not in a way that the human being serves God in the form of a speaker, but that he, after having received the divine word, has to activate his own will to pass the divine word on. This working of the Spirit is insofar significant as that it establishes a foundation again, so that people can be introduced to the fundamental truth, so that God himself can instruct the human race and thereby every doubt can be refuted, every error exposed and every wrong interpretation corrected, so that the pure gospel can therefore be proclaimed by God himself, received through a person in whom his Spirit can be active, and recorded by his will to be of service to God and to people. Spiritually awakened people will always serve God with enthusiasm and conviction, and that in different ways. Thus the Spirit of God is always active in them, which guides their thinking and intentions correctly, which provides them with unusual strength to seriously work for the kingdom of God. And such awakenings will happen frequently during the last days. Yet where this is possible, the Spirit of God manifests itself unusually, because his love and wisdom recognize what is beneficial for the salvation of the human race. He knows his servants and assigns to them the work they are capable of doing. He works in public like in solitude. According to his wise judgment, he appoints positions to those who are capable of administering them well. And thus the tasks he gives to his servants are different. Yet they all work for his kingdom and are of service to him, and the work of every individual person will be blessed. Amen.